This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, August 30th. Please excuse the background noise. I'm in an airport lounge. The main thing I want to stress is Treasury bond yields have come down quite a bit. The 10-year is now at 4.11. That's down dramatically from earlier in the month. And the reason it's coming down is ADP reported that only 177,000 private payroll jobs were created. That's a big deceleration from the previous months. And the JOLTS report, the job opening report, also declined quite a bit. So everybody's pretty convinced the Fed can't raise rates, period, okay? And so that's good news. The market continues to meander higher on light volume, and, you know, it's holiday trading, but I guess we'll take any rally we can get. You might have noticed that crude oil prices are very, very firm. That's because we're in the middle of peak seasonal demand, which will continue through next week. And then we'll check the inventories after that. But the refiners are going to be making a lot of money here because it's just the tight inventories is just great news for the refinery stocks we own and a lot of integrated energy companies we own as well. So otherwise, enjoy the ride. It's the creme de la creme's rising to the top. We're going to have a payroll report on Friday. It'll be the biggest news of the week. But and then of course, we also get the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index. That's the Fed's favorite inflation indicator. We'll see if that's cooling off. But basically, the market's meandering higher, realizing the Fed can't raise rates. And the big decline in Treasury yields is very, very welcome. So that's it. So we now, Larry, just want to give this quick update. I'll update these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.